Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. It's Brooke
and Danielle back at it. We are so excited to start off your week right with another episode of The Happening.
The Happening right before the holidays. This is like the big holiday week now. This is it.
I know, and I literally still have so much Christmas shopping to do. That's comical.
Yeah, I feel like this is the grind time for... Wait, I told you, I saw that thing that was like on my TV. You know, like the Music Choice TV channels? And I told
you... Oh my God, was it Frosty? Or what?
It was like the Christmas music channel, and it said the most popular shopping day of last year wasn't Black Friday. It was like December, like Saturday, December 21st. So I have a feeling...
Yeah, good thing I'm going shopping today, which is Saturday, December 21st, as we're recording.
Oh no, it's about to be a busy one.
I know, I can't wait to not find a parking spot.
Oh, that's the worst part about it, but I would say that mall shopping is decreasing and decreasing though, because like when I went yesterday, I was expecting it to be much busier, even though it was like middle of the day. But you know, you still expect like parents and stuff to last minute be like, oh, I have to get my kid's stuff or whatever. It was not that busy, which is kind of shocking. Really? I feel like everyone gets stuff online these days. Not everyone, but like it's easier to if you plan ahead. But I have no time management skills, so.
I know. I saw your story yesterday. I was dying laughing. I would agree, but I don't know why. There's something about Christmas time and going to the mall and like everyone's festive and there's lights in the mall and there's music in every store. Like I really enjoy like having like a ton of like just like buying things and like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Everyone's different though. But, like, I am excited to, like, walk around the mall.
I would argue there's something about physically shopping that, like, it's magical.
It's magical. Oh, my God. It's the word of the month for us.
It is. I miss you, Danielle. We said goodbyes, and now we are in our respective states. This is so sad.
That was so senti of you. I miss you too. Literally, guys, I Snapchat at Brooke last night. I was like, I wish we lived close right now so we could like hang, you know, just like sit and chat.
It's so sad because I mean, I knew it when I left Athens that it would be at least 2 years before we would be in the same city again. Like even if then, I mean, hopefully we can figure something out post-grad
long
for you.
Distance.
I don't think people realize that you still have a whole nother year though. Like people are like, oh, we'll be back together soon. I'm like, no, sis. Like she's only a junior.
But over the summer, I feel as if we'll see each other a lot.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And we always make time for each other. And we're so lucky that our flexibility of like jobs and whatnot, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, shall we get into our Monday motivation? Kind of start everyone off right with a good old quote.
Yeah, Christmas Eve Eve. Let's get it.
Oh my God, it is Christmas Eve Eve today. Oh my God. Okay. What?
You got it. You started off. I feel like you have a strong one here.
It's not that strong. Mine's kind of silly, but I just really liked it. So we're just going to do it. So you have to be a Legally Blonde fan to like know this, but
I am.
She is. It says you have to go through your Elle Woods crying alone in a bunny costume phase to get to your Elle Woods kicking ass at law school phase. And I just love that because I feel like some people feel like they can't cry or they can't be emotional because they have to be tough. And like, I don't really feel like that, but sometimes I'm like, oh, like just stay strong, Danielle. But like, it's important to have your emotional time and like think about life or just, you know, be sad about something so that you can like build yourself back up and become a girl boss and kick ass at law school or at life or whatever it may be. That's just such a good
100%.
Movie. I love that movie.
Yeah, it's so true. And I think it shows like, I mean, it's cheesy from the movie and everything, but it's like you have to go through sometimes the lows to get to the highs and just determine what you really want and everything. And I think it shows that not everything is sunshine and rainbows. Let's face it, you know.
So. I know. It's true. I literally like named a podcast episode that one time, like a solo one I did. So it's sorry, guys. We literally just paused so I could take a picture of Brooke.
I love it.
So yeah, that's mine. And sometimes I'm just very like, I want everything to be sunshine and rainbows. And I just have to realize that it's not sometimes. And like, Life is real. I
feel you on that. I'm really bad about like making, not like making fantasy situations in my head, but like making things out to be like they're way better in my head. And then I actually will like calmly and rationally explain the situation to an outside party. Like I did this last night and people were like, Brooke, like, what are you doing? And I think that I'm really bad about that, where in my head I see things in a different way and I try to see the best in people. So
yeah,
I feel that. That's interesting. But 2020, we're not doing any of that anymore. We're going to be
2020. We're going to be new people. What's yours?
So mine, I just found this one and it really struck a chord. I've heard it before, but it's the 5x5 rule. So if it's not going to matter in 5 years, don't spend more than 5 minutes being upset by it or about it. And I really like that, especially for the holiday time, because I feel like a lot of stress and just like little small inconveniences come up, or like, I wouldn't say like, I hate to use the word like family drama, because like, I'm really lucky. Like I don't have too much of that going on, but you know how it is, just people annoy you or whatever. And I find myself like, I'll get so short with people or upset with people. And honestly, it's like, just, you got to learn to let crap go. And I really like this, because it's like, okay, you can give yourself 5 minutes to process things and be like, I don't like the way that I was treated, or I don't like the way that the situation was handled, but then move on. Because honestly, the relationship and the bigger picture is way more important, or whatever it may be. I find myself all like doing this a lot, where I'll be like, I'll work myself up about situations so much. I'm like, why? You know?
So it's honestly like,
it's all going to be okay. Yeah.
It's all going to be okay at the end of the day. Oh, that rhymed. Haha. This episode is brought to you by Cash App, the number one finance app in the App Store. You probably know Cash App is the easiest and fastest way to send money to your friends, but Cash App does way more than that. Cash App also comes with the Cash Card, a free debit card that comes with Boost, which are like instant rewards for shopping at the places you already love. You can get discounts off your entire purchases at places like DoorDash, Whole Foods, Target, and more. Literally credit card style perks packed in a free debit card. Cash App is also the easiest way to try and grow your money with their new investment feature. Unlike investing tools that force you to buy entire shares of stock, Cash App lets you instantly invest as little or as much as you want. This way you can still own a piece of any stock with just $1. Brokerage services are provided by Cash App Investing, a subsidiary of Square and member SIPC. We're also excited to be working with Cash App to support one of our favorite organizations, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. When you sign up for Cash App and use the promo code GOGALSGO, all one word, not only will you instantly receive $10, but Cash App will also donate $10 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, an amazing organization whose vision to grant the wish of every child diagnosed with a critical illness. And you guys know I have a tie to this. Someone wished to hang out with me for the day and it was the best day ever. And I just think what they're doing is awesome. So remember to use the promo code GOGALSGO when you download Cash App from the App Store today. Enjoy the episode. It's always hard. Like it's because I struggle with this a lot, as you know, Brooke, like, what is the balance between like being like, okay, like this upset me, let's figure this out, and between like shaking it off? Because I have some friends that like to avoid conflict at any rate. And it's like, that's awesome. But it's also like, if there's something that needs to be dealt with, it does. And it's always hard to find that line of like, what's like not psycho to like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't want to seem crazy in whatever aspect and be like, oh my gosh, or be too, let things take things too personally, if you will. But like, I feel like we're both deeply emotional people like that, so it's hard.
Yes, we are. And so that's why we talk about it together, so we get over it together.
Exactly.
Love it. Great little motivation. So
that was a great little motivation. And now we are going to talk about a current fave, pop culture fave, which, I mean, we've been lacking on the favorites, so I feel like we need to redeem ourselves this week. I don't know about you, Danielle. Yeah. At least I have been.
No, I have been as well. I have not had a lot of time to just like watch Netflix or anything, but I'm hoping in the next week or two I'll be able to get back at it. But we're here to redeem ourselves today and give you guys some good pop culture favorites. You have a good one. Why don't you share
yours? I do. So mine is a TV show. It's actually only on Apple TV, so I'm using like my parents' account right now. And it's, you guys have probably seen billboards for it. I didn't know what it was at first. I was like, what is this? I thought that it was genuinely like a morning show. So it's called The Morning Show. It's with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell. There's like a bunch of like really famous people in it. A very popular show. And it appears well, I mean, it's doing like super well. They're going to do a season two. I'm only on like the third episode or something, but my mom and dad just finished it last night. They're obsessed. Really good show for like, if you're not sure, like it's good. One of those shows that like kind of touches multiple genres. So, you know, you might have like my parents like it, but I also like it. But also I feel like boys like it. So it's kind of like shit. Like it's just a good show. If you're like, what should we watch? It kind of touches everything. And it's basically, I mean, I don't want to spoil what it's about or whatever, but it is about like the news industry and like events that actually happened. It's like a spinoff of events that actually happened. So it's really, really interesting. And the acting is phenomenal. Really good show. I haven't had too much time, but I just haven't like started a show in a while. And this is one that I'm actually like into, you know?
Gosh, I might have to get Apple TV just to watch that. Cause I've heard such great things and I love Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. She's so beautiful.
She is so beautiful. Goals. Love it. Well, that's really awesome. And I can't even start that.
Really awesome.
Cause I don't have a show. Like I ended my Vlogmas yesterday with like a little Q&A and like, someone asked me what I'm binging right now and I just have nothing to say. So it's very embarrassing.
No, it's all good because I feel like you occupy your time in more productive ways, in a healthy, productive way. But I get in these cycles where I start binging and I'm like, I'm not socializing for the next 2 weeks, you know?
No. I agree. Like there are certain shows where I enjoy watching shows while I'm packing or unpacking or cleaning or like wrapping gifts. Like I need to find something for when I'm wrapping gifts. But what I'm about to start binging when it comes out, and I know you too, You, season two.
Oh, I'm so excited. That's in like a week.
I know. Right? Or it's the day after Christmas. It's on Thursday.
Oh, wow. It's that soon?
Yes. And I don't know if you're a fan.
I guess this whole week has just gone to waste then because I'll be
It
occupied.
Has gone to waste. There, the trailer for 12 The Boys I've Loved Before 2 came out and like, has me weak. I love that movie.
Wow. They're just crushing the Netflix content recently.
I know. I'm so excited. Also, someone just Venmoed me $5. Why do people do this? They're so sweet. Aww. I always send it back though. She said $5 on me. Merry Christmas and thanks for the year-round positivity you share with all of us. That's so sweet. Also, how do people find my Venmo, though?
Is it just your name? That's kind of... Mine's just my name, so I've gotten a few, and I'm like, yes.
One time someone sent me way too much money. I was like, I am sending this back. Like, I'm not asking for this. Like, do not get any ideas from this. I will send it back. It's very sweet, but, like, it's also, like, don't do it. I don't
one time
that,
someone, like,
you.
Venmo requested me and was like, I don't have enough money for a pizza right now, and I really want one or something. Like, I was like, what?
I've gotten that as well. Or like for the bus or something. I'm like, oh my God. Aw. So my current favorite is actually an application.
Ooh,
if you will.
I'm ready for it.
Isn't it so funny? Like when we were younger, we used to like download apps and like use all of them on our iPod Touch.
Yeah.
And now it's like just social media. We barely use. Like I have so many apps on my phone. I don't know about you, Brooke. Like I literally need to do a cleanup. Like I have like 7 pages of it. I literally have 7 pages. Anyways, guys, I am a Shazammer. I never stop Shazamming. Brooke will attest to this. We were in New York City and I've figured out a hack to find new music. Cause I struggle to find new music sometimes. Like, I mean, one way is always like if I find a song on Spotify, I'll click like the 3 dots and be like, go to song radio. And then you find a ton of songs.
Yeah, that gives you a lot of good songs. Yeah.
Yes. It's very helpful. Cause I'm also trying to find new music for spin. Brooke's the best. She'll be like, Danielle, good spin song. Good spin song.
I try to hook it up sometimes.
Oh, it's very, very sweet. But so in specific, when we were in New York, we were in Kith.
A really cool store. Like the, wait.
Yeah.
Danielle, I have to tell you, before I'm cutting you off, but they do have a playlist on Spotify. I just searched Kith and they have like a store playlist that I found everything. So that was the hack there.
Shut
but
the door.
Danielle did it.
Oh,
Danielle did the short term solution though.
Oh my God. Wait, that's so long too.
It's all like cool like rap songs and R&B. It's just like vibes, like honestly heavy vibes. Yeah.
Heavy vibes. And Brooke and I have very similar taste in music, I'd say. So like you guys might not like might not like it, but it was just like rap, hip hop, like little Drake, little old school, like so good. And so literally every song that came on in Kith, I would just pop my Shazam app up, it listens to the song, it recognizes it. Everyone makes fun of me because apparently you can do this on Snapchat, but it looks a little bit harder. I love just searching Shazam, boom, done. So call me old school, but I still use Shazam. And I love it because when the song pops up, it could literally be like add to playlist on Spotify. And I'm like, yes, actually, please add to my winter break playlist. So love that.
So
I really
nice.
Like Big Sean, Skizzy Mars, Lil Drake, a little there was actually a lot of songs Brooke and I were surprised it was like Gunna, and we were like,
yeah,
we feel like our little brothers
I'm
right now.
Big into Gunna right now. That whole playlist, like half of it's Gunna. Lil Baby in there. Oh, it's good stuff. I think you're really gonna be a big fan. So if you guys want like a good, that was the coolest store. Our YouTube friends are so freaking like
cool.
The only word I could use to describe them is just cool.
I know. We were like in there with Margo and Keaton, and they were like picking up all these things that I would literally never pick up. But they're so cool, and it's okay.
And they make things look so cool. Like Margo's outfit, I was like, if I tried to wear that, people would be like, you have, like, unfortunately, Brooke, like, you have to change. Like,
I'm going to go in my sad corner now.
No, but it was like a sweatshirt with like these funky, like, corduroy pants with like patterned socks, a scarf.
She looked so
like,
good.
It was like such a mix and match and like the fun bag. I was so inspired. And then
just offended.
Wow. I know. I like threw on like a jean jacket over like my brother's hoodie. I was like, look, I'm grungy like they are.
I noticed you had a little funky outfit on. I liked it.
I try
I really
sometimes.
Liked it.
It's like, I feel like in the back of my head, I do have style, but I need to fully execute that. Add it to the resolutions list.
Well, I was watching Julia Haven's vlog and she was like going out with her friends, and I've never really thought to do this and I might try it. She was like, I don't know what to wear. So what she does is she often, it sounds like, goes on Pinterest and gets outfit inspiration and like makes an outfit based off of like what she has in her closet and the stuff she saw on Pinterest. And I was like, wow, that's kind of genius.
Wow, that is. You know what I know my friends in college used to do is go to other friends, just because everybody shares clothes in college. This is a great hack. Go to your friends' Instagrams and look at their outfits and be like, hey, like, do you have this top still? And like you pull from there,
yes.
Which, because that gives you outfits too. Like people probably already put it together, or you could think about it in a different way, or yeah. And I remember I would get texts like out of the blue, like a screenshot of my Instagram, like, hey, do you still have this dress? Like, can I borrow it for tonight? And I was like, whoa, like I never thought to do that. Really smart.
No, I know. I did that like once for a semi and I was like, wow, I'm proud of myself. No, my friend Dawson's really good at it. She like, for every like event or whatever, she'll like DM me or like one of my friends like, hey, do you still have this? Like, can I wear it? I'm like, that is so smart. Like literally shopping on your friend's Instagram. That's like so smart.
Because then you could ask them right back. Like you just go in like a big circle. But I like the Pinterest idea because if you have good like basics in your closet, you could pretty much like do it up anyway. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
if you're looking
like
for a certain
so
style
easy.
Or whatever. But my outfits get so boring when I go out in the wintertime. Like I'm like last night, I really liked my outfit, but black bodysuit jeans.
You look
jeans.
So good.
Thank you. Gas me up. No. Especially when it's cold, it's just like leather jacket or like a jacket. A top and jeans. Like how else do you funk it up? What do you do?
I don't. Like, I mean, you saw Brooke and I both when we were in New York, we're struggling because we want to stay warm. It's just so hard. Like my outfits in the winter are like turtlenecks, maybe a cropped one at night, and like
risky.
Like a jacket over top. It's very hard. But I'm very I can't lie, I really want to hop on this trend of like, even some of my friends at college have been doing it, like wearing a long sleeve turtleneck, like kind of like how Keaton did, like a bodysuit under like a big graphic tee like I'm wearing. Like I want to try it.
Yeah, I did like that look. Keaton's so freaking cool, man. What a fun trip. So I guess we'll talk a little bit more about our trip briefly. We're going to do some pop culture-y stuff, but we actually are going to save that. You guys can probably hear my voice. I'm a little under the weather. And we want to wait till next week to do the full Bachelor download before the season starts. Like, not like review the contestants, but like go over who the contestants are and like our expectations for the season. I feel like that will be fun.
Does it start next week? Is that why?
It starts in January 4th. So I feel like if we do it next week, that would be good.
I'm so excited.
I know.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's going to be a really good season. So we're going to talk about our trip to New York, where we went with a bunch of our YouTube friends, Keaton, Morgan, Kenzie, and then obviously Danielle and I went. And it was so much fun. You guys probably kept up with us on social media, I would assume.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like we were really obnoxious. It was so much fun. Like Last year I did this with some other – I went with – last year it was me, Morgan, Shelby, and Taylor. And it was so much fun. But it was definitely really awesome to have Kenzie, Brooke, and Keaton there. Like, it was just it was just a really good time. And, like, we're just such – like, we kept saying this. We were probably really obnoxious. We're like, we're just so normal. Like, we're just such a normal friend group. Like, yes, we met through YouTube. But we all, like – I don't know. We all have very – we're all very similar. Like, we all went to, like, big, you know, colleges and, like – well, minus Kenzie. But, like, we all, like – I don't know. We all have these, like, very similar ideals, I guess.
I would say that, yeah, while we are from such different places, like, honestly, I can't believe I'm friends with multiple girls now from Texas as a New Yorker. Like, this is so crazy.
Yeah.
Not actually, that but it's, so I mean, I went to school in the South, so, but I feel like we're all very sociable, very, outgoing, but also fun. Like, we are, yeah, like, we do things and it's great to capture content along the way, but we live these experiences and we do the things which we are so thankful to do for ourselves. And I feel like, you know, the pictures are kind of like an afterthought, at least for me. I'm not like, mm-hmm. I'm going to get the sickest photo today, or like, this is going to be such good vlog content. Like, I'm just living for me. And like, that stuff is kind of like a piece of it, you know?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And that's what I love about our friend group. None of us are like, I need that photo. Like, we're very like, let's go have fun. We'll help each other get pics, obviously. But it's very based on just like us having fun, like sitting, like we're like, we got so excited one night. We went to dinner and we got like a round table. We were like, we could all talk. And like, this is so fun. Like, I don't know.
It was fun. And it was so fun for me. I didn't really know Keaton very well before the trip. So I got to get to know her. And obviously Kenzie and Morgan, oh, yeah, been friends with forever. So yeah, it was really fun to see everybody in one social setting again, which it's hard to get the whole gang together. Like, we're so blessed
okay.
that we have the gang. But Danielle and I feel like we both feel this way. Like, I don't realize that until I meet other YouTubers that are like, oh, I only know like one or two other YouTubers. Like, you and I know a lot of people from the internet.
I know, we do. We have like lots of like little friend groups in the internet, and like, we've been on lots of brand trips, and we used to go to like Playlist Live and BeautyCon and all that, whereas a lot of our friends, like, they don't do a lot of that. So we're really thankful to like get to hang out with a lot of, I don't know. We've always just like made time for, I don't know. It's weird. We just like hang out with YouTube friends, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. It's definitely a group for sure, but it's all good. I love our little crew and very thankful. So let's do highs and lows of the trip. Let's start with the lows.
All right. Do you have one in mind?
I do. I mean, mine was like, okay, my going home it. Experience because I
yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. So I basically, I mean, I'm really thankful that I escaped right before the snow squall was coming, but I actually got like super sick and nauseous, like right before I was about to leave. We were in a cab. It was stop and go traffic. I was like, you guys, I feel so sick. I had to get out and walk. And then finally got my bag. And then I tried to call an Uber, or I was going to Uber because I had like this huge heavy bag with all the shopping and everything that I did. And then, there were no cars available. I was like, screw it. I'll just walk. So I walked like 13 blocks or whatever it was to Penn Station. It was just an aggressive walk. It was cold. I was just, yeah, training home is really nice and convenient, but it's definitely a process. But then I got home and I was okay. So it was really, I mean, it was good that it was right there at the end that I started to fall apart kind of, but
yeah,
I think it was just like,
I get that.
My time was up, you know, when you hit the point where you're like, all right, it's time to leave. So
I know. The good thing is it literally happened like at the very end.
Yeah.
Right. That's good. Yeah, I was actually worried that I was going to be super sick because I was sick when I was in Germany and I was like not feeling amazing the day before we left for New York. But then something happened. I just landed in New York City and like all was well. Thank God. Oh, my God.
It was magic.
I would not have been fun because whatever. So I totally understand when you're like sick and you're like with a ton of people and whatever. So, but if that's the low and it was at the end, I think it was a pretty good trip.
It was a fun, fun trip. So what about you? Is that your low then? That you,
No, I would say my only low, but it's also like a high. I don't really know. Is like, we made a very packed itinerary, which was literally so awesome. Like, we had so much to do. But I think all of us could agree that, you know, we were trying to do so much that at times it was like, oh my God, I'm drained. Kind of like emotionally or like physically, just from like, you know, it was cold. So we're like walking from place to place, like, okay, we have 10 minutes to change everybody, like, go, go, go. which made it fun because we got to pack a lot of stuff into the weekend, but it was also like a little stressful at times, but I wouldn't have it any other way because you don't want to just like chill in your hotel room in New York City. That's just like not how it goes.
I feel that. I mean, I knew before we went, I think I even said in my vlog, I was like, oh, this is a packed itinerary. That's a little stressful because I prefer to have some openings. And like, I think we could all agree there were certain times of the day that we could have done less and just like shopped or, you know, literally just walked around. But
yeah,
but it's okay. That's what happens when you travel with people that are all planners. So,
oh yeah. Surprise. So yeah, no, it was really, really good though. What about highs?
My high has to be the brunch we did because I got to see so many of our YouTube friends. Of course, like the group itself that we traveled with. And then I got to see, well, we got to see Katie Bilotti, Michelle Reed, who just got engaged, you guys. And
so cool.
It's crazy. I've been friends with Michelle on YouTube for a very long time. So just like, she's literally engaged. This is so wild.
It's the most wild thing.
I'm so happy for her. And then who else? Who else was there? Oh, Margot, of course.
Margot.
Yeah. So just seeing the whole group and we all interact like really, really well. And I mean, it might not be depicted that way online, but we all are very genuine friends. And I feel like that was the first time probably that whole group got together. Not that there is any particular group. It was kind of just like, hey, like, are you in town? You can come. Like, everybody can come. It wasn't like you are invited. Like, it doesn't
work
that way.
No. It was just, it was like people that, like when we like got to New York, they're like, oh my God, hey, like let's hang. We're like, oh, let's just like do a big brunch of everyone that like, you know, that we can reach that is in New York and that we all want to see. So it's like one big, it was like so iconic. I felt like so
it
many
really was.
Like YouTubers in one room. It was crazy. I loved it.
It was fun. We sat there for like 2 hours just talking. We went to Lafayette. I mean, the brunch itself, in my opinion, was just like good, but it wasn't like you have to go there, but it was good.
No.
But just seeing everybody, and I like really value just being with people so much and like seeing them. And I love New York. I love it. I'll be the first to say
New York.
I know being there makes me want to move there, but then I have to remind myself that not every day is going to be like the fun travel days that we're there. You know what I mean? Like that's when you pop into town for just a few days, obviously it's fun and like whimsical and it's like, oh, I have so much to do and like so many people to see. But like, if I actually live there, I don't know if it would be that way. So whatever.
Yeah, no, that's like a good perspective to have on it for sure. My high was, well, obviously, like you guys know, I love Christmas. I love the magic of it. And as a whole, like it was we got to do a lot of very Christmassy things. We saw the Rockettes Christmas Spectacular, which really, I think, got us all in the Christmas spirit. We got to go ice skating at Bryant Park. And just like walking around and like hearing music, I don't know. And just like being in New York City, it like always puts me in the best mood and like going to see the tree at Rockefeller Center. But honestly, just like the funniest moments were like when we were all in the Ubers together or like when we were all at dinner and just laughing. Like Brooke, guys, is so funny. And she just like would usually start the conversation. Then we all start like pitching things and it just gets so funny. Like we just laugh so much. And then when Brooke and I would go back to our hotel room and we're like delirious and tired, getting ready to go to bed, like we just had some of our funniest conversations and I'm just thankful to like laugh. It's good to laugh.
It was good to laugh for sure. I know I love being with Danielle. It really is. That was like a great, great trip. And I wish we were able to be together more. But I mean, we had those 2 years when we were there.
I know. But like, I feel like we didn't. It's not like we like hung out alone a lot. Like we just because we both were like in different grades and like,
yeah,
we didn't. It was so weird. But like, it just happened that way.
I think if we lived together post grad, like not even like physically like roommate live together, but live in the same city post grad, it would be different because you don't have.
It would be different
because we had school and like, yeah, the difference in grades. And like you say, it doesn't matter. But like, typically at Georgia, like freshmen aren't friends with juniors. Like you run in different circles and stuff like that. So
like everyone's nice to each other. Everyone's friends. But like, yeah, you're not like going to coffee with like a junior when you're a freshman, unless like, it's like your grand big or something.
It's so interesting. Oh my gosh. Well, I miss you already. I'm sad, but we're going to both have some nice, peaceful holidays at home, rest up, and then we will be back after. We're going to do some fun, like New Year's episodes, like we said, the full Bachelor download, stuff like that. But we wanted to wish you guys a Merry Christmas from us to you.
Yes. Have a great week. Relax. Enjoy. There will still be an episode this Wednesday. It's going to be with Freddie because Brooke did one with Sal. So we thought it was appropriate to do another Bro on the Go episode. Freddie's really excited. We're about to record it this weekend. I'm genuinely terrified of what we're going to speak about, but it should be really interesting. Freddie's a very interesting character, so get ready for that. It will be coming out on Christmas, so I don't expect you guys to listen to it on Christmas, like be with your fam, but listen to it Thursday morning when you're going to do all your returns to the mall.
True. Or how about take a break from the family and take a shower, do a little shower podcast situation. I love doing that. Brooke, you know I do.
Brooke,
or while you're getting ready.
Brooke and I will literally be in a hotel room together and she goes to take a shower and like listens to a full-fledged podcast.
I know. I'm like, hey guys, welcome back. It's Skinny Confidential. I'm like, yes.
I know. She's like, yes. And I'm like outside like, okay, I'll listen too. It's just so funny.
It is so funny. We love it. Well, thank you guys again for all of your love and support. This has been an awesome holiday season with you guys on board, and follow us on all of our socials, join the Facebook group, follow us individually. I mean, we're crushing it, not to flex, but
our Instagrams are fired. I'm kidding.
No, they've been better.
We'll talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, love you guys.
No, yeah, love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye
bye.